Welcome to another amazing episode of Sitting Dockside with your host, Matt Rell and Troy Goldsby. I am currently sitting in New Orleans at the Aquatic Plant Management Society meeting, an organization that promotes and advances our science. They do a great job of that. And today we have an episode with two folks that do another podcast called Pond University. One, Mr. Mitchell Ziske from Australia, which is awesome, and Miss Megan Gunn, the greatest superhero name in aquatics. They're on today, and they talk about Pond University, their podcast, and how they got into that and what they're trying to accomplish with
it. That's right. Two like-minded individuals really got a excitement for education. Pond University is a group that works alongside a natural resource university, which is not only with lakes, but with deer and other things. So you got some other resources that they work alongside of. So that is really neat. They also have some cool resources such as materials that educate pond and lake owners. I think you're going to enjoy the podcast and also learn a little bit of where you can learn and get your resources for your pond and lake.
Well, we're your hosts, Matt Rail and my Tennessee buddy, Troy Goldsby.
Together, we have been working with lakes and ponds for over 40 years. And during that time, we have picked up on a ton of tips and tricks from lake owners and experts from all over the country.
So if you want to learn how to catch some smiles from your kids or grandkids on your lake,
or learn how to grow some memories on your pond, then come sit with us on Sitting Dockside.
Hey, welcome to another Sitting Dockside. It's really cool to have cool guests and educators themselves. In a few minutes, I will introduce them. But Troy, you got a little bit of, you're doing a little bit of travel today, right?
Look, we're in the great state of Louisiana and the great city of New Orleans for the International Aquatic Plant Management Society meeting. It's awesome. Loving it. First and foremost, for everybody listening, go to www.pwnra.org. The parent nonprofit of this podcast, Sitting Dockside, and also join the Facebook page, Lake and Pond Management Questions, Content, and Community, for all the questions you could ever ask, and we'll try to answer them. And yeah, today's going to be awesome. Matt and I both have a passion for education. That's the reason we do the podcast. And we've got two more educators on today that have a podcast as well called Pond U, and that's Mitchell Ziske, and the greatest name on the planet for anybody in aquatics, Miss Megan Gunn. So it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, I was honorable enough to be on their podcast, and I was telling Megan that my girls really, you know, we're into Flash, we're into superheroes kind of stuff, and you know, Felicity Smoke, and they're like, "Who's Megan Gunn?" And they thought she was a true superhero.
So funny. But
she is in aquatics. You have a quick introduction in yourself, but. Guys, Purdue University is the home place. You guys work with, like Troy said, Pond University, and work under the Natural Resource University umbrella. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for having us on, Matt and Troy. It's I've listened to your podcast for a while, and it's been great working with you as we've developed our podcast, Pond University. We just recorded our 11th episode today, so that's pretty exciting. But yeah, so we're part of a network called Natural Resources University, and this is a collaboration with other educators and extension specialists. We're working with Mississippi State, Iowa State, and the University of Florida, as well as with Purdue. And basically, we wanted to create a network of podcasts where people could go to get all of their sort of land management needs. And so Pond University is part of that. We have a Habitat University focuses on wildlife habitat. Deer University focuses on manage your land for deer and deer hunting. And Fire University focuses on using fire and prescribed fire to manage your landscape. And so this network has been going along great guns. I think we're, you know, in the 40s in number of episodes we have. And we're really looking to bring some new podcasts into the group down the road, maybe something like Timber University or other sort of other topics that are interested to private landowners. So that's where it sort of spawned from, and it's been great talking about pond management issues and having great guests like you, Matt, on to share your expertise with our listeners.
Well, I hope I didn't bring your podcast down a little bit, but yeah, I was
not at all.
But Troy's nodding his head.
You got to be careful with Matt. Now, listen, that's dicey. That's dicey.
No, it's awesome. And actually to our listeners is that I did some work at Purdue, but this relationship is actually not from that. It actually is from truly trying to walk the same path, educating pond owners, because the thirst of knowledge out there is just gigantic. Mm-hmm. And it's just really cool that we just have joined forces allowed so many cool things. But now you worked on your 11th podcast. I know you've done some, if you have a quick, give us some quick topics of your 11 podcasts. We looked at them, pretty cool. You have one on cage culture and mm-hmm. one on, and some other things. So
yeah,
just do a quick, a summary, if you would.
Yeah. So we've had one on growing fish in cages, which was pretty cool. We spoke to a biologist from the Indiana DNR about fish habitat and they have a lot of experience with putting habitat in reservoirs. So she spoke about some of that and how it might apply to ponds. We just had an episode a few episodes ago that was focused on harmful algal blooms and what they are and how you can manage for them. So, and then we've tried to cover some of the basic topics like aquatic plant management and, you know, fish stocking, fish harvest, stuff like that. So we want to develop a nice, you know, a good library of topics, but then we also want to get into some of the unique and interesting and cool things that some of our listeners might be into as well. So,
right. So, you've done some cool stuff, not only with under the umbrella, but not only with the pond side of the world, but also in a lot of lake management. And then Megan, your whole background is educating young people into this world, right?
That is.
Hit on that a little bit.
Yeah. So my goal is to get kids back outside. I know that we've gotten away from that and more kids are focusing on video games and computers and sitting in their phones. And so I want to take them back outside and see that nature is a fun place to be and let's get dirty. It's okay. And that's my goal.
Yeah. And how do you do that?
I work a lot with schools, going into the classrooms, focusing on areas of natural resources that teachers aren't specifically comfortable teaching, but also with like summer programs and different after school programs and going in and either doing a field day so the students are able to do a lot of different activities in one shot, or just focusing on one activity with that group when I go.
Yeah.
And taking people besides me. I'm an expert in what I'm an expert in, and other people are experts in what they're experts in. So getting as many people involved as possible.
Yeah, that's awesome. They, I know that's kind of close to our house because, you know, my Elizabeth is the teaches outdoor, and that's what she mm-hmm. she does is work as an educator, very similar to what you do. So it's, I bet every one of our listeners that are listening is saying the same thing. You know, we have more Xboxes being sold and less tackle boxes, and it's just getting people outside about the purity and about the, you know, just getting kids. It helps. It's been proven that it helps behavior, it helps being more, just you just create a better child if they get more time outside. You guys do a podcast, but you guys have, and I looked at it, is a fish ID for ponds, right? We get a lot of questions on the Facebook group specifically just on IDs. What are other some resources that Purdue and you guys have done that they can really take home or take out their fishing or their along next to the pond or lake?
Yeah, that's right. So we developed a year or so ago, we developed a waterproof little fish ID guide that's specific for ponds. So, you know, there are a lot of ID resources for fish out there, but some of them have, you know, thousands or hundreds of fish species in them. And we wanted to focus on the 20 or 30 species that people are most likely going to see in their ponds. And so we made it, you know, it's a 4x6 waterproof little cards that you can throw on your tackle box, throw on your truck and take out there and help identify some of the things that you might see in your pond. And so that's one resource we have. We're working on a plant ID one at the moment, which is going to be very similar. You know, it's not going to have every plant in the world in it, but it's going to have the ones that you're most likely going to see in your ponds in the Midwest. And we've got some other more traditional publications on fish stocking, on fish management, helping you build a management plan for your pond. And so all of those publications are available via our website, which is extension.purdue.edu/pondwildlife. And there's a lot of resources there. And we're trying to build as many of these resources as we can, and they're all free to download, and just trying to help people manage their ponds.
Yeah, awesome. We will try to put that link on the bottom of the podcast and in the instructions so our listeners can go there and take a look. You also, what are some neat stuff coming out in the future you guys are working on? I know you've talked to Troy and I about a few.
Yeah, so we have, so the next publication that should be coming out in the next month or two is really just about the pond ecosystem. You know, a lot of what we talk about is taking more of an ecosystem approach to management, and a lot of people might hear that word, but they don't necessarily know what makes up the ecosystem in a pond. And ponds may seem like small, you know, maybe insignificant little things compared to the ocean or the Great Lakes or whatever. But even if it looks like it's a puddle, there's still tons of stuff going on in there. And so this publication will just outline, you know, the different non-living and living factors that are in your pond and how they interact with each other. So that one's coming out real soon. Like I said, we have the aquatic plant ID guide coming out hopefully by the end of the year, and then we're also updating Purdue's aquatic vegetation management guide as well.
Yeah, that's
and what's going into that guide in terms of the new aquatic plant management guide that y'all are working on?
Yeah, so we have one that was published about 15 years ago now, and so we wanted to update that with some new knowledge, new science. There are new chemicals, new products available for people now, and so we're really just updating that. And there was a little bit of, you know, there was some basic ID stuff in there too, and so we're going to pull that out and put it back into our little waterproof cards and just make it more of a streamlined package. So so yeah, that should be out, hopefully, fingers crossed, by the end of the year as well.
Yeah, aquatic plants. I mean,
that's awesome.
Aquatic plants is the number one issue upon lake owners. I mean, it's just, you know, right now through the posts, it's, you know, water meal, oil in the pond. What is this vegetation? What's this on my shoreline? Just a lot to learn. And the having more resources basically out there is going to be extremely helpful. And I'm excited to help and to also to see that when it comes out, because that's going to be really, really cool.
And to be honest, you know, like I come from a fish background. I'm a fisheries biologist, a fish biologist. And you know, when I started getting into ponds and pond management, you know, all the plants look the same to me, you know. And so I can imagine what pond and landowners think when they've got this stuff in their pond. And so, you know, and we've spoken to some guests on our podcast about, you know, getting the ID right is half the battle. And so that's why we really want to make some of these resources user-friendly and help these people out and honestly help myself out about how to learn some of these plants.
That's good. So a little bit more about yourself is, and I'm sure the listeners are kind of asking themselves right now, that you got a little bit of an accent. So you're not from Indiana. You're actually from Australia, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit that. You got your PhD over there, right?
That's right. Yeah. So, I'm from Australia. I did my undergraduate degree there in marine science, and I did my grad school over there too. And I was lucky enough to do some research on a large pelagic fish called wahoo. Some of the listeners may know what they are. If they're big into sports fishing, they probably know what they are. But they're a large fish out in the open ocean, similar to a tuna. And I basically looked at their biology and their ecology off the east coast of Australia for 4 years. So when people ask me what's my favorite fish, I have to say them, because they took 4 years of my life. and so that's, you know, that's what I did. And I worked in some ocean fisheries management over there before I moved to Purdue in 2014. So.
And what brought you, what brought you to Purdue?
The quick answer is love. I met my wife in Australia. She's from the US, but she did grad school in Australia, and she got a job offer at Purdue, and we're able to figure out a deal where we could both move there, and we've been really happy. So I get that question a lot, because people think about Indiana and they think about, you know, tropical Australia, and they often want to scratch their head why I ended up in Indiana. But.
So Megan Gunn, the best name in aquatics. She is a superhero, and you know she is from Indiana, Troy, right? Just to tell you that.
Listen,
the two best aquatic people are from the Hoosier State.
She is a superhero. Part of her superpower is the fact that she's been able to overcome being from Indiana. That's part of the superpower.
I'll admit, I did try to leave, but I can't.
Yeah,
It drew her back just like me.
She came back for the probably for the unsweet tea that y'all like to serve them. which is not tea, actually. It's something, it's some derivative.
It's water with a little flavor.
That's right. Yeah, that's great.
That's true. So you talk about, you told us how you get in the classroom, but then you also, you work with college students too, right? Yes. And actually teach some courses and tell us a little bit more about that and how that, how our listeners could benefit from there.
So this part they can't really benefit from, but I teach a class for our freshmen that they're just coming in and they kind of know that they want to be in natural resources and in our majors, but aren't really sure what that looks like. So we talk about different careers and we get them hands-on experiences in forestry, in aquatic science, and in wildlife so that they can this first semester figure out, hey, this is for me, or maybe this isn't what I thought it was going to be. So help them figure out where they're going to end up a lot earlier. We also advise our student chapter of environmental education. And so I get to teach future environmental educators how to go out and get people excited about what we care about, because it's not a lot of people do, but we can change it.
Yeah. One at a time, right?
Yeah. One at a time.
That's right. Troy, I've been asking most of the questions. I'm going to hand it over to you.
No, look, I love just listening to what they're doing. It's really good stuff. And what Megan's talking about with, you know, teaching incoming freshmen about the natural resources fields and what to expect is really, really, really important. And it's, you know, when we hire people these days, sometimes there is a lack of understanding coming out of a college environment on what to expect in the real world in terms of an outdoors field, which ours is. And so, you know, educating these kids, I think, to understand that there's going to be a lot of hands-on in our part of the world, hot work, in your part of the world, cold work. But, you know, understanding that there's going to be a lot of elements that you have to battle in your field is very important, because I think sometimes they get the impression that they're going to be behind the desk most of the time, looking at numbers. And in all truthfulness, most people in this industry really want to work outdoors, but sometimes they don't anticipate how tough that can be at times. So getting them to understand that, I think, is pretty awesome. And y'all bringing them in and giving them the expectations of the field is really, really cool. I really love that.
Thanks. It's a lot of fun.
Good stuff. And then I'm going to turn it over to you guys for closing. Any thoughts you'd want to tell our listeners? Anything that we didn't hit on that you or I didn't ask about?
I want to just thank you guys again for having us on. And
thank you.
Thanks for what you do for the field and with this podcast and the Facebook group is great. I point a lot of people to that and I see them join and start posting. And you know, I think it, you know, we're in a university setting and it's sort of our job to be educators, but you know, you guys are out there, you know, managing lakes and ponds for people and really you've done this just because you have a passion for it. And I think that's, you know, I take my hat off to you guys for what you've done and it's been great working with you these past sort of 12 months. So.
Great. You guys, one more time, why don't you give them some contact information and we'll try to post it below. And then if you, any listener out there that wants to educate themselves by not, you're not doing yourself a justice by not going and looking at these resources. So if just take the time, scroll to the bottom of this podcast to the information, click the link, should take you right there. You may learn a little bit more about deer management and a little bit about fire ecology and some other things, but and how to manage your whole entire land. So I would advise anybody that's listening to take that time and to go over there and get your resources. I do have one question. If they do want to get some of the resources, how do they do that? And is it free or do they have to pay for it?
Yeah. So our website's a great one-stop shop. We have our podcast there. You can contact us there and we have our resources there. And so all of our publications are free to download. And so that you can click on them and download them, you know, high quality PDF from there. If you want hard copies, you can purchase those through the education store. The traditional publications are $5 a copy and the waterproof ones are, I think waterproof ID guides are about $15 or something like that. So, if you're interested, check those out.
Good.
Yeah. So, hey, listen, one thing I would offer up too, if y'all are doing field classes and need some, you know, hands-on experience with the kids, the students, if they want to, if y'all are ever in the great state of Tennessee or Alabama, either one of those, we can get y'all on airboats and do tours, or we could even bring an airboat to y'all and kind of show everybody. Matt could bring awesome. Matt could bring an electro fishing boat and probably show the ins and outs of that. We could bring an airboat and show the ins and outs of how we apply herbicides in aquatic environments. So would love to be able to participate in any of those things that y'all have going on if y'all are interested. But thank y'all for being here. What y'all are doing is awesome. Appreciate the work y'all are doing, and appreciate y'all's interest in our podcast, and love the fact that we can reciprocate and be a part of each other's podcasts.
Yeah, it is really cool.
Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you all.
This podcast, Sitting Dockside, is brought to you by Private Water Natural Resource Association, a nonprofit built just to educate private pond and lake owners on water quality and fisheries and all of that good stuff. There's videos, there's places to read, and there's a community built right into that website. So if you want to learn more, jump to pwnra.org and click. And by all means, make sure that this continues in the future. Podcasts, education, video, become a member. If nothing else, there's tons of platforms. YouTube, Facebook. Just hit like, send a comment. We appreciate everything you can do. Here, PWNRA.